The new law mandates licensing inspections for dog breeders who sell more than 25 animals a year and takes effect in June of 2011. Chuck Wagner, executive director of the Clark County Humane Society, says that date can't come soon enough.
Clark County, of course, is the unofficial state capital of puppy mills. We have a higher concentration of puppy mills in this county than any other county in Wisconsin.
Wagner says the county's large size, abundant farmland, and small population have attracted puppy mill breeders from around Wisconsin and from other states that have already cracked down on the mills. He says up to 75% of the animals at the shelter are puppy mill dogs, many with severe behavioral and health problems.
I would say it's the dental issues that are just awful. Rotten teeth, infected gums. You know, you can smell the poor little things 20 feet away. It's just awful. Difficult for them to chew, very painful, and very expensive to treat.
The Clark County Humane Society does not euthanize animals as a rule, and Wagner says the medical and behavioral treatment is taxing the shelter's budget. But he says he's encouraged by the number of people who adopt the puppies despite their condition, because they need homes.
We find that these little creatures tend to bond very strongly with a few individuals. They may never be real outgoing to the public in general, but to their family, they are lifelong bonded.
Wagner says when the new state law takes effect next year, the inspections and licensing requirements should drive all of the puppy mill operations out of business. I'm Glenn Mobert for Wisconsin Public Radio News.